Washington gets to work to deal with the debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Vice President Joe Biden will meet with congressional Republicans today at the White House to talk about the budget and the national debt ceiling. And there are reports that the two sides are getting closer to a deal to avoid letting the federal government default on its debt. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington with more. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So what are they talking about today to what are they talking about doing to avert a debt crisis?
Well, Jeremy, what's interesting here is what they won't be talking about today. The Washington Post is reporting that House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who will be at today's meeting, does not think the two sides will be able to reach an agreement on Medicare or Medicaid, those big government health care programs. But Cantor says Republicans will still use a budget that passed the House as a starting point in today's negotiations, and that budget would turn Medicare into a private voucher program. That's a non-starter with Democrats. Administration officials say they can compromise on some parts of the House Republican plan, including deficit reduction targets.
So you've given us a lot of what they won't be talking about. Nancy, what is on the table?
Yeah, good question. They're focusing on things that are less contentious. The Republicans want to cut government payments to wealthy farmers, including grants for worsted wool producers, whatever that is, Jeremy. They also want to auction off more of the broadcast spectrum. Democrats want to scour the tax code and eliminate some tax breaks, especially for oil companies. Both sides say they want an agreement sooner rather than later, before the 2012 election season really starts to heat up.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Well, President Obama says he is planning another push for immigration reform in the coming weeks and months. He met with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus about the issue this week. The president wants to provide a pathway to citizenship for immigrants who are already here illegally. And we're going to dig into the economics of this now with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Is immigration policy a place where we should look for economic growth?
Look, Jeremy, I know it's controversial, but there's just a large body of economic research that says immigration, immigrants, it's the steroids of economic growth. So if you think of companies like Intel or Google, a lot of their employees, they're immigrants. The high-tech sector, 52% or about half of all companies starting up in Silicon Valley, started up by immigrants. So one of the best things that we can do for this economy is just to tone down the rhetoric and put out the welcome mat.
Put out the welcome mat. And I saw that Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City recently said that one way to do that is to say, yeah, sure, immigrants, come on in, as long as you promise to move to Detroit for a while.
Well, it's brilliant. Detroit has lost 26% of its population over the past decade. I mean, this city is really struggling. But Jeremy, think about neighborhoods over the past 20, 30 years in New York, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, and they were burned out neighborhoods. And immigrants moved in. They started small businesses, opened restaurants, markets. And these neighborhoods were revitalized. So let's do it to a whole city.
Well, Chris, there are some people that are going to hear that and still be very skeptical and say this is a time when we've got very high unemployment. Why would we want to bring in all of these new immigrants to crowd the labor force?
Because over the long run, and we'll define the long run as 10 years, over the long run, immigrants add to productivity, they add to average incomes, and they don't take jobs away from native-born Americans. So in the short run, this is the worst downturn since the 1930s. Everyone gets hurt. But in the long run, we all benefit.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed right now in overseas trading. General Motors is expected to tell us today that its profit more than doubled last quarter. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 83 points to close at 12,723.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. By Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
To Memphis now, which is suing Wells Fargo for targeting black neighborhoods with subprime mortgages during the housing bubble. Many of those mortgages have led to foreclosures, and the city says Wells Fargo is responsible for lost tax revenue as well as an increase in crime. Wells Fargo had asked a court to dismiss the lawsuit, and yesterday a federal judge denied that motion to dismiss. The lawsuit will go forward. The national chain Aaron's, which rents everything from furniture to portable computers, is in a bit of hot water this week. A Wyoming couple claims the company used a webcam built into a rented computer to spy on them. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
If you need a computer but don't have $800 handy, Aaron's offers a solution.
Get the lowest prices on brand new, brand name computers. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's.
You can rent to own for less than $100 a month. But a couple in Casper, Wyoming says when a store manager came to repossess their rented computer, he surprised them with a picture he had taken of them using the computer's webcam. And if you think that's disturbing, here's the real surprise.
I think it was very likely that Aaron's is within its legal rights, especially under federal law.
Fred Kate is director of the Center for Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University.
That's a totally different question than whether what Aaron's was doing was the right thing, which I have to say, from my perspective, it seems like what they were doing was really reprehensible.
Kate says there are no federal laws barring companies like Aaron's from shooting videos remotely with rented equipment. And if your computer is owned by your employer, there are even fewer constraints on what your boss could do. For its part, Aaron's issued a press release that blamed the incident on an independent franchisee. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where a guy named Stephen Nesbitt got a tattoo on his thigh in honor of the royal wedding. It said, "Good luck, William and Kate, 28th April 2011. The only problem is the wedding was on the 29th of April, not the 28th. The tattoo artist has refunded Nesbitt $50. We've got a picture of the erroneous artwork at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It's that time of year again when high school seniors send in deposits to their future colleges. But what if you're still waitlisted?
It might be that what they really need is a math major who plays the oboe, and you just can't be that person.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Exciting and potentially disappointing times for college-bound students. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.